Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's time to rejoin the 2023 Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament with the folks from the podcast Chicago's Very Own Eats. That's Kevin Powell and Mike Piff. Welcome back to the program, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us, John. I appreciate it. We continue to pile up the votes for a very competitive bracket, John, because as we talked about last week, this is such a passionate topic for us Chicagoans and those that live around Chicago that, for example, our North Suburbs region final matchup right now. We're in the Elite Eats section of the tournament so far, John.
It's the Elite Eat version.
It's the Elite Eats.
I love it.
We're nearly 5,000 votes for that region on this matchup. So, everybody has until Thursday morning for this round of the tournament. But just the reaction from it, John, has been incredible. The restaurants themselves getting involved. I know over this weekend we had a very competitive matchup, a Southside pizza spot. I was getting text messages from friends. People were really pushing for their spot. So it's been a ton of fun. It really has.
Just in case someone may not know what we're talking about, go back to the beginning. Tell them what you set up and where they can go to participate.
Yeah, well, I do the podcast with Mike Piff here at WGN, and Mike came up with the idea of putting together a pizza tournament, much like March Madness and the NCAA tournament, and we didn't shortchange it, John. We went the full 64, same size as the NCAA tournaments, which is a lot of pizza spots. It's a credit to Mike, because some of these I personally hadn't even heard of, but we put 64 pizza spots on a bracket, and we've gone round from round, and people have voted along the way. You go to WGNradio.com, you'll see a link for it, the Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament.
Well, I went on and on last week about what a great idea I thought this was, and it is. And you can obviously tell from the amazing reaction. We all know that Chicago loves pizza, and what a thing to throw down. Which is the best? And then you get, two places in basically one area, and they get into this.
Right.
I can imagine there's campaigning going on, door to door, brochures and mailboxes.
I think Mike can talk about that too, because I know he's heard from some of the pizza spots. But I think one of the reasons, besides our passion for pizza, is because, I think we did a pretty good job. Mike did a good job of really hitting all areas, north, west, south side, and in the city. So, everybody who looked at the bracket could identify at least a couple spots that might be their go-to or might be their favorite pizza spot. And then the reaction has just been outstanding.
We're in the midst of the 2023 Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament with the creators Kevin Powell and Mike Piff. So, Mike, give us some of the stuff that you want to put on tonight that Kevin was referring to.
Yeah, so he touched on it earlier. Our pizza places that are a part of this and have made it all the way to our Elite Eats round have very, very passionate fan bases, they've done a very good job of getting them riled up on social media. It's really funny to see, a place like Home Run Inn take over to beat out Lou Malnati's. Another place like in the North Burbs, like Quonset, all the way in Waukegan, to make it this far, beating out, who did we have here? Quonset beating Barnaby's, which has a huge, huge following. It's really, really neat to see. It's funny, after we had our conversation last week, I got an email blast from Rosati's asking to vote on my own poll that I had here.
Well, of course.
So people were getting very into the marketing of this. We've seen a huge response, especially from these North Suburban places. the Georgios and JJ Twiggs matchup had like 25,000 votes alone.
What?
On this thing. And we're,
you're kidding
yeah, and we're
me.
Seeing, it's insane, you know, and you know, Quonset and Barnabees weren't far behind with like 14,000 votes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. If I'm a betting man, I wouldn't bet against the North Suburban spots, right away.
I want to make, didn't mention earlier, but they've got the brackets broken down into the regions, city, North Burbs, local chain, and Southwest Burbs. Those are the four different regions that eventually end up with the Elite Eight. The Final Four, I'm not quite sure what you're going to go for on that one. And
we have the Final Feast for that one.
Okay, and then eventually the winner of the 2023 Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament. So, the votes are still coming in and will still be coming in for a while. But who has made it to the Elite Eight?
So right now, out of our city region, oh yeah, go ahead, Kev.
No, our city region right now, very tight matchup, John. Vito and Nix is leading Pequod's 51% to 49%. So that's neck and neck. That's even.
In the North Burbs, Quonset is leading Georgios with 53% of the vote, and that's about 4,500 votes right there. And our local chains region, Aurelio's is in a tight one right now with Home Run in. With 53% of the vote. And in our Southwest Burbs region, Foxes of the South Burbs is leading Dan's of Downers Grove. Amazing. With just 52% of the vote. So we have very, very tight races through one day of voting.
Well, I can't be the only one listening to this saying, I've never heard of some of these places. I mean, I think that's only natural. How would anybody know? What started out is, what, 67 different pizza establishments, right? I mean,
yeah, come on. 64 places. But, like, the goal of this is really to, you know, if you see a spot you've never heard of, you may look it up now
and
try to find it. You know, and it's great to hear from other pizza enthusiasts that haven't heard of these places. And they ask, well, where do you recommend I go? I say, go check out this list. See what grabs you.
You know,
and I think next year too, John, you know, much like the men's NCAA tournament, they have, the play-in games now, which is eight teams set the Final Four. And look, I mean, like I said, Mike did such a great job of hitting so many different pizza spots. I mean, we have 64 pizza spots, but that's still probably a fraction of the amount of pizza places we have available in Chicago and around Chicago. So I think, I don't know how you feel, Mike, but I think next year we should definitely introduce, the first four, the play-in tournament to get into the actual bracket. I think that could give us some more options to hit some more spots around Chicago.
Well, I'd be willing to go as far as doing conference tournaments if we have to. We've had that many recommendations.
Automatic bid if you win the conference tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mid-majors.
So let me just run over it again. How did you make this list? Where did you go? So, what did you do?
So putting this list together, I mentioned it a week ago.
Yeah.
I started looking for my new favorite pizza place back in 2015 after my hometown spot of JJ Twiggs had closed, the original. And I started going to places I've never been before and got recommendations from everyone and anyone I could find. And, you know, what started as a list of 40 places turned into a list of 120 places.
Man.
And I'm still trying new places as we speak. There's a place on this list I tried just recently called it's called Kim's Uncle Pizza in Westmont. And I swear that's the best thin crust I've ever had. So I'm still getting surprised by places like this. Fortunately, my wife is letting me indulge in my passion.
What were you going to say?
I think part of it too, you know, to Mike's point, Kim's Uncle's Pizza is fairly new. So a lot of this is people, being able to recognize the name of a pizza spot. Like Millie's, for example, which is kind of a pan deep dish style pizza, which Mike and I had. And it was some of the best pizza I've ever had. And I think that only made it to the second round. So,
hold on a second. I mean, hold on a second. What made it the best pizza you've ever had? What about it?
The flavor, I feel like sometimes when it comes to deep dish pizza, you can get sort of, because it is so doughy, some of the dough just doesn't carry a ton of flavor.
Right.
And I just felt like this one had, everything was just elevated a little bit. Just the tomatoes, the tomato sauce on it, everything just worked out. And I think, you know, sometimes you get a pizza, maybe the dough is a little bit too thick or a little bit too thin when you compare it to the cheese or the sauce. It's all about, you know, the you know, finding that right middle ground when it comes to pizza. Millie's was just creative. They had some whipped ricotta on it, some jalapenos too. So it was a pretty pizza and it tasted fantastic.
I interrupted you. Were you headed somewhere else before I interrupted you to give me details on that pizza? Or was that?
No. I just think that as this grows, because I'm looking forward to doing this every year right around tournament time, I think some of the brands. I mean, I was surprised. Nothing against Home Run Inn, but Malnati's that's the powerhouse in and around Chicago. Everybody knows
shocking.
Malnati's, and everybody loves Malnati's.
Upset.
I found it to be an upset, but as Mike pointed out, for whatever reason, some of the most traction we're getting is in the North Burbs region. So, you know, if you're out there in the South or the West Burbs or in the city, maybe step it up. Otherwise, the North Burbs two spots, like Mike said, might come out on top of this tournament.
Well, you know, talking about considering taking a look at this, like the brackets and including what would seem to be an upset, Malnati's and Geno's East, where are they?
Geno's East lost to Aurelio's, so the same region. Yeah. The regional final is Home Run Inn and Aurelio's, and that is neck and neck right now. Just about 50-50. Yeah, Aurelio's has a slight edge right now. And again, if you want to vote anybody, WGNRadio.com, you'll see plenty of links for it on the main page. And you have until for this round, Thursday morning, and then that will set our final feast, and we'll have a few days of voting for that.
Yeah, well, Malnati's going down, Geno's East going down. Those are two of the biggest pizza names in Chicago, at least as far as I'm concerned.
I think one of the most heated matchups too, John, at least from my experience, Mike, I don't know if you heard anything, but Palermo's and Fox's, two Southside spots that many, I mean, Palermo's is one of the more popular pizza spots, I would argue, in the Chicagoland. That was the matchup I was referring to earlier. I heard, and you know, Southsiders passionate about their pizza, that I heard from a lot of people, and people were pushing for either Palermo's or Fox's. Fox's ended up winning and moving on to the Elite Eat section, but it's been fun because, you know, you have people have your family pizza spot, right? Like that's your go-to Friday night or for parties. And then maybe some other pizza places, it's more of a splurge, like a deep dish pizza. So it's been really fun, just the reaction from everybody on this.
Well, I've loved having you on. I think, again, I reiterate, this is just one great idea, man. once again, you know what? I'm so tunnel vision sometimes. I didn't even consider social media. I mean, this has got to be on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, people campaigning like nuts. Wow.
Mike can talk about that. That's his department, the digital stuff. Mike, I know you've been getting a lot of feedback, but the website and where else is a good spot to vote, Mike?
Yeah, you know, a great spot to go is to our WGN Radio Facebook page, and that's where you'll see all of these pizza places are pushing so hard. It's funny to go to the Giorgio's and the Quonset page, and they're rallying their North Suburban troops. The same goes as Fox's. And you know, one of the best notes we got, and I know you're kind of up against it here, but Dan's, this little place in Downers Grove, sent us this great note that they appreciated us so much for including us in this. And everyone in Downers Grove is asking, how can we get people to vote on this? How can we get more votes for this? And they did not expect to get this far. And those are the kind of things we love to hear. So it's really cool to hear stories like that. And you know what? If they make it through, they're going to have to run into Home Run Inn or Aurelio's right after.
Yeah. So, that's the whole idea of a tournament. Kevin Powell, Mike Piff, The Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament and hosts of the podcast Chicago's Very Own Eats. Thanks for being with us, and hopefully we can connect again as the tournament continues.